Yes. Welcome everybody to episode 237 of your podcast, favorite podcast, the Fully Geek Pod. You have myself, Nate the Man, and Noah.
Got the One Kiss Twist.
Richie Rich.
Merv.
Marley Mar.
Merv, come on. Give some of fucking up, man.
You know what? I could have. Why have to out me for it? You could have just let it go.
It's just like, Merv.
No, but I tried, like, last few weeks, I was doing different, like,
You're the famous warrior. I don't get it. See, it's the famous warrior.
I've seen the famous warrior, bro.
Yeah, the famous warrior. Yeah, famous warrior.
Say like you mean it, though, bro.
Different type of bullies, you know.
Yeah, man, isn't it? It's just all sunny in that. Like, man's a bully.
All right, guys. Yes, welcome, everyone. Hope everyone is good and enjoyed the sunshine over the weekend. It was a nice weekend. Were we all in shorts? Or were some of you standard. Not respecting the thing and wearing long pants?
Long pants?
Like, as in jeans, cargo, like long trousers or something.
We're not in the States, bro.
We've got American viewers, so like, I'm just
trousers or jeans, mate. Or shorts, that's the only three.
Nah, because you've also denim, got,
no pants.
Chinos.
Okay, I'll allow chinos and I'll allow chinos.
And tracksuit bottoms.
Yeah.
Joggers.
Shorts. Full knees exposure.
Yeah. Full knees, make sure you cocoa buttered up the legs, them kind of things.
Well, Nivea for me, yeah.
I'm Nivea, man. You know that, really. Also, this past weekend, I know you didn't want to mention it, but it was someone's birthday.
Yes. We should do that little reaction thing like you do on Teams, isn't it? When everyone's clapping and confetti and that.
I think, but if you
just pretend, isn't it? Just pretend.
Just do thumbs up. Will it come up?
I don't think you can even do thumbs up on there, is it? I don't think there's even an option.
It's meant to come
up. Man's putting his thumbs up for himself.
Up your game, StreamYard, man.
It's true, you know. Proper basics.
You got to be interactive and shit, you know?
So whose birthday was it? Who's got a confession to make?
No, it was my birthday over the weekend. Fantastic.
And how young
day.
May you be?
No, I'm 43, man. 43.
Ooh,
I'm here to own it. I don't think the last couple of years, the last 2 years, I owned it, to be honest.
Sorry.
Didn't own it at all. And now it's just like, boom, bring it on. 43, new year. We go again.
The weather was on your side as well, man.
Oh, mate, listen. The weather was definitely on my side. A couple of cider, apple ciders. You know how it goes. Just vibing in the music. Sorry?
Just plain apple flavor.
But I found a plain apple, but in a can.
How did you equalize?
Plain apple. What? I told you. Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I said, for shit. Plain apple flavor. I find that one boring.
What, like just the normal basic cider flavor?
Yeah.
That's the best, man. Look, the originals are always the best. Do you know what I mean? It's very rare that you'll get like the remix version that will taste better than the original. But
Strawberry Land Copperberg. Really Strawberry Land Copperberg is the best one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But obviously, yeah, was a brand. What brand did you have?
Sorry?
What brand of cider were you drinking?
Oh, Copperberg.
Oh, Copperberg. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was big. It was big still. Okay. But I enjoyed my weekend, man. It was good.
That's good. All right, cool. Well, glad you enjoyed your birthday weekend.
Don't forget Marley Mar's coming up as well.
No, we'll talk about it next week.
What, Marley Mar?
I don't celebrate my birthday. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No.
Only pagans celebrate their birthday.
That's right. When you realize that, you'll realize. I'm not even going to say it.
Go on another podcast. Yeah?
No, what are you talking about?
Hey, Prince did it as well. There's a reason Prince looks so young, bro.
Take it over to your other podcast, all right?
There's a reason Prince looks so young, bro. He tells you himself, don't celebrate them days, bruv. You're just celebrating.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, so Moneyball,
take it to your other podcast.
Wait, since when did you start celebrating birthdays?
I ain't celebrated my birthday for a few years.
Okay, do you acknowledge your birthday?
I give thanks, another go round, but I don't celebrate it and like, yeah, I'm this.
It's just another day. So
what
is age like? Not a concept, is it? Age a figment of our imagination? Or do you acknowledge your age?
I acknowledge it, but like I said to Rich before the podcast, we're not really in the right calendar. Like, it's all been changed, you know, like the Gregorian calendar. There used to be 30 months in the year. No, you shush.
Yeah, but no, but isn't the day the? So what are we saying? Have we changed the amount of days, or we just?
Yeah, so if there was 13 months and we're only going by 12, then there's a month for every.
No, but you know, okay. So
anyway, happy belated birthday, Rich.
Yeah, for real, Rich. Listen, I hope you gave thanks. Not my business, but you know.
Nah, big up, appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your birthday.
We're drinking Skull Kill. Is it called Skull? Remember that? Yeah. Skull.
I'm old school, you know. Nah, it's the usual Super Reds, man.
You still drinking it?
Yeah, brother. Till further notice.
Do you think it makes a difference?
It says it does. I haven't checked my heart recently, but I've got a medical test coming up, so I'll see how it goes, man.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, I don't know if we kept our ear to the ground, but I know maybe 2 weeks ago, it must have been 2 weeks ago, because last week Richard didn't turn up. No shade. But Rich, you told us you found the real life Martha.
Yes.
Is your real life Martha the same real life Martha that Piers Morgan interviewed this past week?
Yeah, it's the same one. So it's the same one, because the tweets that Piers Morgan was referring to is the tweets that I found.
So did you do the research for him?
I think the world did it for him as well. Was that?
You should have got around our pod first.
Oh, mate. You should have
got on his show the day afterwards, Rich, because he had a panel the day after, isn't it, talking about it.
The thing is, the only thing I couldn't do is actually, even though there was obviously Twitter-wise and the FB world, the metaverse and all that kind of stuff, it's one of the ones that would she ever contact you? Like, that's the would she ever respond? And that's what it is. But I'm assuming the guys who watch Baby Reindeer, did you guys watch the documentary?
Yes, to both of them.
Did a documentary?
Interviews.
Sorry. You said both of them.
I thought you were talking about the actual.
No, so I'm not about Piers Morgan. Sorry, interview. Apologies. Sorry.
Yeah, the interview, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, you watched it, yeah, Nate?
Yeah, and he done one the day afterwards with guest panelists, isn't it? Yeah, the mixture of doctors, lawyers, critics, and
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure I sent it. Critical Drinkers. Yeah, I did send it because I said to Marlon, like, I had Marlon, innit?
Oh,
did you?
I'm pissed I missed that.
Yeah,
I missed it too.
Tables are turned, yeah. We're Marl be screwing right now.
Oh, listen, see this, yeah. See all this talk. That's old me. There's plenty of times you might have ignored me recently. I don't say a word. Come on.
I acknowledge.
You used to piss me off.
All right, so what, based on the Piers Morgan interview with
You didn't at Marlon, but I mean, you did put in the thing. But you know what it is? You put in the group the same day as Richard's birthday.
So what's the point? Yeah, you did. Yeah, I've never really.
Now, Richard's birthday was priority, innit? So like, once I've messaged Richard's birthday.
We did happy birthday in the morning. That was his birthday done.
You said it at 12:20 in the morning. I didn't read it. I apologize.
It's all right, man. I'm not even vexed, in it. I was just like,
no, but, all right. So what was he saying? Because I saw
can't see it. Oh, okay.
I saw Saturday morning. I saw some clips of the actual interview.
Yeah.
But what, I don't know. She didn't. I don't know if she sounded like she's lying, telling the truth. I don't know what she's doing.
My brain was scrambled, innit? Because I thought, I don't know if you're lying or you genuinely believe in what you're saying, or this whole interview is just like a hoax. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yeah. Like, there's bits that she was kind of crumbling, because, like, I think he was saying, look, did you send these 41,000 emails or whatever? And she was like, no, but if I did send them, then it would have, like, so it's kind of like, well, it's either you did or you didn't, isn't it? Like, the straight yes or no. But to me, it's like she didn't definitely say yes or no. Don't you think so, Rich? Like, the way she was kind of going on, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, here's what the basically saying, look, everything I had, like, all these things can be backed up. And she was just like, maybe it's just someone else trying to, like, you know, I don't know, try to be her or something, innit? Just playing a joke.
Yeah.
But she was saying that Richard Gadd is the one that's like
trying to heal. He's the one with the
Yeah, yeah.
He tried to sleep with her and all them things, or he wanted her to sleep with him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot to break down from this interview. I know the interview lasted, what, 40 minutes?
An hour.
But there's so much bits and parts of this interview. It's like, to a certain extent, at one point, I actually thought she was an actor, because...
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you just wasn't sure.
And at the same time, I was quite... I was... I don't know. I was like, I felt a bit nervy to watch it. I was just like, is she okay? Because you can tell this woman has an issue. You can tell she has an issue. You can tell there's obviously, if it is true about her mental state, how it was in the film, in the TV show, then this woman has definitely got something wrong with her, 100%. You know, I think when Piers Morgan is questioning her about her grades, what she got in university, she's saying, oh, she skipped the question 5 times. That's like, he goes to her, did you get in uni?
Yeah. No, she goes, I've got a photographic memory. So if you're saying you've got a photographic memory, you're just going to remember everything, right? So, okay, you've got a photographic memory. What grade did you get? And she said something like, it wasn't, I can't remember what the terms that she used, but it wasn't like a kind of mainstream kind of grading system in it. She just passed. She just passed, basically. Like, there was no, like, it didn't sound like it was graded like 2-1s, whatever, first, third, or ABC. It's just like, no, I just passed.
Yeah, then one point she said, and he goes to her, how many phones you got? Oh, I've got about 4 or 5 phones. He said, you've got 4 or 5 phones. No, two of them are broken.
Yeah.
One of them is somewhere else. It's like, well, are you okay? Like, someone asks you how many phones you got, you're going to say you've got the one phone. You're not going to say 4 or 5 phones, are you? Do you get what I mean? It just...
And then she was like, how many email accounts does she have as well? Like, she's got email accounts for, like, I don't know, bills and stuff, innit? Like, work, like, I don't know, household-related stuff. Which kind of makes a little bit of sense, but
no. I've got an email address for my house, innit? For all the British Gas and everything goes through that, the joint email address. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you've got your personal. Then you've got your personal, which is probably an upgrade from your original back in the day school one, right? So fundamentally, you probably only have three max.
Email address.
What? So you know when you left school and you went to college?
Oh, did you have emails like hotmail.com and all that stuff?
Yeah, Hotmail. Everyone had that original Hotmail.
Are you talking about like
MC Sparks,
like
all that stuff?
Was that?
No, not that. Are you talking about like actually in school? Like if you went, I don't know, St. Bond's.
No, but
like,
I'm saying school days. No,
he's talking about college days. You did your first email addresses, how everyone used to do that.
It was never your name in it. It was like
Bad Boy 24. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So it's one of those ones. But when she said about email addresses and all that kind of stuff, it just looked suspicious. I felt I actually felt sorry for her because it seems that it's either I feel sorry for her or Richard Gadd, what was his name?
Richard Gadd
could be bending the truth. Like, if this story was stated based on a, what's the actual wording that BMF used? Based loosely on the true story. I think if that wording was put on to Baby Reindeer, nobody have an issue with it because it says
but it's a true story. That is like flat out true story.
And there's points where I think maybe she is telling the truth, and I'm poor. Maybe Richard is just kind of adding to the story, but now it's kind of coming back on her because it's making her look like some absolutely crazy, insane woman. And I'm thinking, how many stories has Richard Gadd himself been involved in? Has he potentially merged her part of a story with another part of a story with another part of a story? Do you get what I mean? Not necessarily. Well,
he was honest about his part in it as well, though, isn't it? It wasn't really like out like he was. Yeah, so that's what, yeah, according to her, it's like she just done nothing. Like, everything that she did do just feels like normal, isn't it? Like, it's just about banter, like she was saying.
Yeah, well, and to be honest, and a lot of her tweets were just, there was nothing in it in a sense of saying it wasn't just banter.
Yeah.
Some of it, obviously, maybe is not appropriate, but it is appropriate back then, and now it's a different level, right? So what we said 15, 20 years ago and what we say now, you can say it now, you probably get sacked for it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
But it was interesting. And Baby Reindeer fans, if you haven't seen it, it's just, you get to see the original Martha, who she is and how she looks like. And sorry, before I switch over, before we move on from this, Merv, when she said, "Oh, the woman that played me, what? Because she's got a Scottish accent and she's got dark hair. Is that why you think she's like me?" I was like, "What about she's the same size as you, bruv?" She fully forgot to mention that, innit?
Probably, yeah.
You don't think?
You know, I wouldn't say, like, the way that Piers is kind of like, you look just like her, I'm like, no, you don't. They weren't the same. But anyway, yeah, that's just me.
Yeah, clearly that's just you, bruv. Everyone else is totally different, bruv.
I couldn't see the same person, to be fair.
Okay. All right, well, obviously, if you're into finding out more about Baby Martha, Baby Reindeer's Martha, the interviews are on YouTube, I'm assuming. They're on YouTube,
Piers
Morgan's interviews. This past Sunday, we had the 2024 BAFTAs, the British Academy for Television Awards. Just to kind of go through some of the winners. So, for example, I've never watched this program before in my life, but the leading actor was won by Timothy Spall from The Sixth Commandment. But he went up against people like Kano in Top Boy, Brian Cox in Succession, Dominic West in The Crown, Papa Isidu in The Lazarus Project, which I know we all have won. But things that did do well, Top Boy actually won Best Drama Series. That was up against Slow Horses, Happy Valley and The Gold. And I guess even more interesting was Supporting Actress was actually won by Jasmine Jobson. From Top Boy, Jax.
Yeah, Jax.
Yeah, so she won.
Yeah. And that's some worthy contenders, you know. Worthy contenders.
She was up against a good few people. Do you know what I mean? So, like I said, there was a few things. I've never watched The Sixth Commandment. I don't know if any of you have watched that. But that won Best Miniseries as well. Casualty won Best Soap, which is weird. EastEnders win every year? No. Apparently,
EastEnders used to win.
That's a different sort of awards, isn't it? Because they've got the British Soap Awards, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, the top three always. Corey standards or whatever, always gonna win one of them.
Yeah, that was good. It was good. I enjoyed watching it yesterday when I was watching it on Sunday. So yeah, that was quite good.
But 1 minute, let's just get back to it. Yeah, Top Boy won a BAFTA. Do you know how big that is?
That's good. Yeah, proper.
It's massive, absolutely massive. I know that there was controversy, and is it what was that show you mentioned it a minute ago? Sweet Valley, what's it called?
Sweet Valley, Happy Valley.
I know there's a lot of people upset about Happy Valley should have won it.
But she did. But Sarah Lancashire did win Best Actress for Happy Valley.
Yeah, and I think they did win two awards. I think she won it, and they won another award for, I think, one of the screenplays as well. But to me, Top Boy getting a BAFTA, I think that is absolutely massive.
I wonder if it's because Top Boy as well. Not only that, it's like it was more recent, if that makes sense. Because I know Happy Valley came out such a long time ago, and I think there was almost even like a, I don't know if it's like an 8 to 10 year gap between seasons 2 and 3. And it's almost like, I guess, if the nation hadn't watched all of it, and then they've like, Top Boy's just in your face, Netflix is there, and stuff,
there was like a 4 year break between season 1 and 2 and then season 3 and 4. There was like a 4 year, 5 year gap.
Yeah, even though it was shorter than Happy Valley, the gap. But also as well, it's just like the platform it's on, like how many of the nation are watching Netflix opposed to BBC. Yeah, I don't know. But either way, Top Boy, like, not saying you don't deserve to win, but it's but Top Boy, when it came out, it was so like big, and it's like big in America, like pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. And definitely they got the right push in the right direction anyway, without a doubt.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it was 6 year difference, Kel, between series 2 and 3. Yeah. Shout out to
BBL Drizzy.
BBL Drizzy for bringing that back. I was going to, Kel. You know, like we're on the same wavelength because I was like, no, I don't want to do a backhanded compliment to my man. You know? But yeah, obviously they were things that were happening right now. Entertainment news. I know. I think the trailer actually came out beforehand, and maybe I saw it officially come out the other day, which was for Power Book 2, Ghost Season 4, Part 1, which the official trailer, because obviously it's starting next month in June.
Why is there so many numbers? Power Book 2.
I know. Ghost. Season 4. Wow. Season 4. It's Power Book 2, Ghost Season 4. But it's the final season. I did say part one because the first part is happening in June. I think the second part's coming out in September.
Okay.
But looking at the trailer, it looks like this final season of Power Book 2 should be good. Kel, do you watch Power Book 2? I can't remember what one you don't watch no more. You don't watch Power Book 2?
I think I watched. That's the last one I watched, and I thought, you know what, I'm done with it.
So you're not watching this one? You're not watching this one?
I don't know.
For sure.
I feel like he wants to.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. But I'll give it a few episodes. And yeah, if it gets a bit too silly, then I'm out.
Nah, maybe don't watch it then, because this one is going to be silly. These ones, I've looked at trailers. I feel like we're now gunmen. Like, it's not a small boy thing now. We've got
silly boys.
Are they going to go into space like Fast and Furious? Yeah.
No, they're not going to space, but they're on smoke. They're on smoke. The British woman with her British accent is on smoke. I want them gone. All of that kind of shit. Method Man's talking about, I know why I'm doing this, but why are you doing it? And he's like, anyway, you don't watch trailer stuff. I'm not going to repeat the trailer. It was an enjoyable trailer. I did watch it. It was an enjoyable trailer. Just to let you know of things that are coming out over this coming week, there's a film called If that comes out this week, Friday, I think, or Thursday, Friday, 17th of May. If, that'd be a good one, a cinema release. I think it might be one. I think some guy's got, what do you call it? I never had one before.
Imaginary Friend.
Imaginary Friend. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's directed by John Krasinski and starring Ryan Reynolds, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just realised what If actually stood for.
Imaginary Friend. I didn't realise that.
Right, cool. Thank you, guys. Even if you did that just for me,
I'm both thinking about that. I know the imaginary part. I'm thinking, what's the F stand for? And I'm like, oh.
Rich, this one's for you. Bridgerton season 3 is starting this week, part
this
1.
Week, baby.
Yeah, I know you're on. Oh, yeah, so you were you were on it. Yep.
Ready.
No.
I
stopped off season 1.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it again off
Queen
season.
Queen Charlotte and that. Get me.
Yeah. Yeah, so Bridgerton season 3 is coming out this week on Netflix. And for Marley Marl, Rich, Kel, probably because it's a championship, Merv, you'll get into it. Obviously, this Saturday, we have the Usyk versus Tyson Fury bout. Just to let you know.
What's wrong with him, man?
The dad. Yeah.
The dad.
He's doing it.
How can you headbutt someone and cut your face open, bro? It's like... The guy that said nothing to you, it was talking to somebody else.
So, just because you look a bit confused. So Tyson Fury's dad, for no apparent reason, just went up to one of the other guys. Was it even a press conference?
They're walking past each other and everyone was just throwing comments at each other, right? Then John Fury just stopped, looked at the guy and this headbutt him, bang.
Like old school, nuts him.
Proper old school nutter, like, and then his face was cut open. Yeah, he's just.
But I don't know. I don't know if he's trying to take pressure off Tyson or make it be about him. I just thought it was a bit weird, man.
Yeah, but you got to remember, right? He didn't have the career that Tyson has now, right?
He's giving it through Tyson.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's all it is. That's all it is. And he wants to be relevant.
He didn't have the thing that even Tommy had, bro.
Exactly. He just wants to be relevant. And this is the only way he can do it, being a hard Fury, the leader. He's the dad, isn't he? He's the leader of the family. So he's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I'm not going to lie, it was weird. So they're all things that are going to come out this week. And the following week, there's lots of stuff coming out. But with no further ado, we have several shows to get through. I know you'll watch the next one. So let's do the season finale of BMF, guys. So we had season finale of BMF, series 3, episode 10, Prime Time. Guys, I'm glad... I don't know. I was glad for the 2-week break. I was glad to sit back. But I will say this. I feel like they wrapped up this season far too quick, like far too nicely.
Yeah.
Like they stitched up with a bow and just said, yeah, well done, guys.
But I don't know if you know, it's like BMF, they all end like this. The end is never a cliffhanger. Always like, oh my gosh, it's never that. It's always like a wrap it up nice. Everyone's
neatly
cool.
Wrapped. You know, like it's neatly wrapped. That if we didn't get the next season, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. That's exactly how they always do that. I don't know why.
In fact, the way it ended seemed pretty forced, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there was no need to go there. Do you know what I mean? Literally.
For which one?
The way this ended, like, it's like they could have just ended at the phone call. There was no need to do that.
The whole mix.
Oh, the Mexico bit. I feel the Mexico bit was them saying we've been granted the next season, so we're going to be in Mexico. We're going to start off in Mexico.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw BMF season 4 Mexico. Like, yeah, we just pass along the top of it.
So, what were your thoughts on this episode?
How are two Black Americans going to break someone out of prison in Mexico?
Just what I'm saying, man. This is when BMF is going to get into that power universe.
I can see it. I don't want to be right now.
Even Terry was saying, like cartel everything, can it? It's like, guys, this is beyond your remit, you know. Do you know what I mean? And just you two are going there by yourself.
Michael Schofield and what was Schofield's brother called again?
I forgot.
That's bad. I forgot. And I can see the DVD from here, you know. Burrows,
yeah.
Is it Burrows? Yeah, I think his surname was Burrows. One was Schofield, one was Burrows, but I can't remember what his first name is. I'll remember it in a moment. Rich, what was your thoughts on this episode? Anything you did like, didn't like?
You know, I thought this episode...
Lincoln.
It was okay. You know, look, I could ridicule this episode. I could try and break it down as much as possible, but we've got a time limit and I'm not going to do so. But are we comfortable now that the whole mum and dad thing is done and we've moved on and this won't happen again? We won't see this going back and forth with the parents.
But we will, though.
Worried about that.
Because he's going on tour, he's going to come back, and she's obviously still in love with him. She wants him back. You can see
they're friends now. I think they cemented it. They're friends now. They're friends.
Nah. Bro, didn't you see her at the end when he's leaving? She's almost bawling. Well, she was bawling. Yeah.
No, she was.
Yeah,
she
was.
She's an
Egypt. No, it was the crying as it says, I want you back crying.
No, I know what that means. But I was saying she's an Egypt because she thought the grass was
Maurice.
Greener.
Maurice.
But also, what Maurice said to her was, Maurice said, I've been engaged for the last 2 years, yeah?
But he didn't say he's still with her.
No, exactly. But also what he said was, she wasn't you. That was supposed to be the line he thought was going to keep her where she was. And she said, I don't want to be no cheater. I don't want to be no other woman. She pulled up her knickers and she kicked.
Oh, look.
He's that old, though. He probably knew what he was doing.
My man got the beat in there. He got the beat.
He was waiting for you.
That was so old.
I think he knew the risk, innit? Like.
He proper chased that beat, you know.
He played proper, the long game. He played the long game.
Took her out, wind and dined her, and it's like, yeah, that was it.
A whole series, you know?
Yeah.
A whole series. Got the kids talking about you, everything. But he's getting on tour now, so he's a happy man, bro. Yeah. He's living his best life.
And he's like, bye, Felicia.
That's right. Guys, we need to talk about her. Our friend.
Henrietta.
Say my name. Say it.
Do you not think that we needed Henry to go, yeah? But it got wrapped up a little bit too easy this episode.
She is gone, right? Because I didn't see no putting no bed sheets over her face or nothing like that.
No, she's gone.
Well, all right, so we've got Henrietta killing her. We've got Henrietta shaving her head. Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was just for the fan finale, she shaved off her head.
Yeah? No, she's actually got short hair.
Oh,
for some reason, I swear her hair was short. Wasn't her hair short in the beginning episodes, or was it just me? I thought that as well.
I can't remember.
When she came with all this hair, I'm like, where did you get that from anyway? Like, it just grew.
Because
I
didn't know what's going on. Yeah, and then
obviously that's close to a natural look in real life, anyway.
Okay. Fair enough. But then obviously,
she's obviously wearing a wig. I don't know why she didn't just take off the wig.
take off the strap. What can we do, bruv? What are we doing? So we obviously had Lou, I can't remember what her name is. I'm really bad this week.
Jin
went to go and speak to someone in police force to obviously say, look, I'm trying to do this undercover. He then went and snitched to the dad. The dad went and snitched to my girl. Then all of a sudden she was getting choked out. Henry. And it wasn't sexy. She was choking her out, but not in a sexy way.
No, sir.
But she was saved because she had put the little mic in the
Yeah.
Umbrella Kane. Head. The Kane.
Umbrella Head, the King, yeah.
Kane. So then we came as a little bit of a shootout. She escaped. Injured, but escaped. And then she went to her dad. And then she just killed her dad.
But we all like knew that, her dad was coming.
That was probably like just being your disgrace. Ever since you were born, like everyone dies around you and all that. Like so,
I knew. I saw.
And he didn't say her name. He didn't say her name. It's like my name is not Henrietta. It's Henry. And then he's like, "What did he say?" Like, oh, because and he just went spiteful on it because you're a woman. Like that was a killing blow for him, isn't it?
Man was pushing all the buttons.
Yeah. The thing is, he fully wasn't acting either. It's like he always wanted to say that.
Then obviously, like I said, Henry had just let off shots on her dad. And then...
That was the uncle there, right?
Yeah, it was the uncle. The uncle was saying, like, don't do it.
But you know what's funny? You know when the police came in, where was the uncle?
Oh, he was there. He got arrested as well.
He was there.
You sure he got arrested? I did not see him get arrested.
Did he get arrested? What did he get arrested for?
He was there. He was helping trap the body.
There's a crime scene, so everyone would get arrested. But I didn't see him specifically get arrested. That's why I was like, oh, rah.
Yeah, but they came in and stopped.
Huh? Did they try to get rid of the body?
Yeah. Oh, you have a long blink. You had a long blink in.
Nah, bro. I don't think I saw them trying to get rid of the body, you know?
Yeah, they were taping it up in the bin bag, taping it up.
She was going to just dump her dad like that.
Yeah, bro.
That's messed up.
That's where the feds came in at that time. You know,
I thought it was because the feds heard. I thought the feds heard on the
thing. Yeah, well, they heard. Yeah, obviously, they got the intel. But when they arrived at the scene, it was Henrietta wrapping the body up.
That added an extra, like, you're definitely going pen.
Yeah, 100%. So she went to Penn, and then did you realize who the girl was that stabbed her?
No, who was that?
So do you remember in series 2 where that was one of the drivers? So do you remember when the dad Charles had Charles had the limo job
and then the white girl
and then she got arrested and then they said to her, "Oh, we'll always look after you, blah blah." She was the one.
But I should have told you.
And that's why at the beginning of the episode,
Okay, it
makes sense now, but she looks mad different. Like in season 2, she looked white, but in the prison, she looked like a Latina.
Yeah, wasn't she blonde in this? When she like some blonde girl in the season 2? You sure it's the right one, bro?
Yeah, it's the same woman, bro.
He's not confident.
No, because now you're making me confused. All right, was there two people? Did one person stab her? Did the same person whisper in her ear, the person that stabbed her?
I'm not sure whether ear was the person that stabbed her.
I can't even picture the person that stabbed her.
So the person that whispered in her ear is definitely the woman.
Okay. She's the one that had curly hair that looked Latino.
Yeah, she had curly, frizzy hair. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the person, that's why you saw at the beginning of the episode. Rich, it makes sense. You understand what I'm talking about.
I go back.
And we'll be right.
Go back, it's cool. Go back, realize the mistake, say, don't worry about it, sorry. And obviously, Meech and them sorted out all their dramas. We wondered last week how they were going to get back their armored vehicles. It seems that you can just go up there and pay the security guard and he will allow you to take vehicles off of the lot.
But you see how stubborn that dreadlock guy is. What's his name?
So stubborn. So stubborn, man.
What's his name again?
He just frustrated. He's like, it was like a waste of a character.
It's all smoke,
isn't it? Yeah, it's like, he's so stubborn. It's just like, conform. Like, what's your problem?
I don't mind them like that, you know. I don't mind them. It's so stubborn. Like,
and like, here's what, you,
yeah,
having to lose your life. But obviously, we don't know who took him out because there was no face.
No, there's no face. It's like it was like it's like Top Boy. Kano getting
shot. Funny, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I was thinking that, isn't it?
But yes, but yeah, yeah. Some of the enemies, anyway.
And I said Remy. Remy's name was Remy.
You know, obviously, I've been Remy. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if we established this in a while back. Did Glock die? Because I know he got shot in it, Glock. Do you know the hate? He died, yeah.
Well, you remember he got shot when he stood up. But
what happened to him?
I'm assuming it wasn't confirmed. It wasn't confirmed, but he got shot in the back. That's what we saw.
If he's dead, that's very poor, you know. Very poor.
Well, you're probably going back to two episodes back, you know.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he was like some main.
Yeah, but his own people killed him, innit? By accident.
Well, what way to go, boy?
Yeah, it's probably true. But yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, man. I just like obviously Remy's dead, which is great. Thank you very much. But I know we touched on about the Mexico thing, but I don't, this is where loosely based on a true story comes into it, right? Because this is, I don't know this part of the story, right? I haven't read any of their books or any of real life documentaries leading to this section of their encounter in Mexico. And Nate, I know you've probably touched a bit about it, right? Not at all.
Sorry, one second.
I don't think he has, but okay. I mean, sorry, I don't think that part.
Sorry, people just came in the middle when we're recording. I don't know what's happening here.
Okay.
Sorry,
I was so bamboo. I was like, okay. Nah,
we're recording, but people just walked in. I don't know what's happening. All right, so go on, Rich, as you were talking about. Sorry,
So what I was referring to is like, obviously, I said this is where it's based, truth in a loose.
Loosely based on a true story,
right? I was talking about the whole Mexico part, and I think you said you've watched a few things about them or listened to. Did they ever reach out into Mexico? Is that a true factor thing, or is it this is a loosely based part?
I think they reached Mexico in the sense of when they was working with the Connect, but from what I remembered, there wasn't like a whole, there wasn't a series full of information in Mexico.
Okay. So this is the part where, you know, did us kind of add into the show to make it survive, literally.
Because, well, I think what it's about is the fact that this is about them widening their empire across America, innit? So in order for them to do that, they have to make sure the Connect and everything else is secure. So that's kind of where they were going with it.
Yeah, they want half a ton in each state.
And the thing is, realistically, where do you think they're really going to go with this? Because they're becoming like, you remember the film Miami, the TV show Miami Vice, like two men. I know they were police officers, but it's just like these two are just going to go there and do what? Break man out, and then being super kingpins, yeah. They don't even speak any form of Portuguese or Spanish, whatever they speak over there in Mexico.
Spanish,
Rich.
Listen, I said both languages just to make sure, innit?
Someone clearly didn't watch Narcos, boy.
Trust me.
No, I fully didn't. But you get what I mean? I like to know where they're literally going to go with this and everything else. But look, I'll be here. I'll be here for it next season.
When it comes out, you'll know. Can we move on now?
No, clearly, we'll always watch it. Do you know what I mean?
I just came from the shadows, you know.
I'm here listening. I just, you know.
All right. Well, that was the season finale of BMF. Rich, good to have you back. I'm sure Merv is very excited for you to be back because now we are going on to X-Men. So we had X-Men 97. Episode 9, which is Tolerance is Extinction Part 2.
I was going to just, because I've been silent for like an hour.
Yeah.
I just find that it's kind of hilarious because if you remember last week's episode, the questions I was asking literally this week answered everything. Like, how comes Magneto's good again and blah, blah, blah. And then we all remembered that this is how he always has been. But yeah, this episode for me, I really enjoyed it. Like to see what we thought Wolverine did with his claws the week before. He actually did it for real this week. And yeah.
Well, did you want to say something, Rich, because you wasn't here last week to talk about it?
No, it's cool, go for it.
Yeah, no, this episode was good, man. Like obviously, yeah, like everyone's, well, yeah, Charles has come back, Professor X, and he's just getting some stick abuse basically, in it, just like, well, why'd you go, sort of thing, da-da-da-da. And like he's just kind of saying to Jean and Scott that, you know, anyway, you want these guys to move on. But ultimately, Magneto's basically just caused the blackout in the whole planet, I think it is, isn't it? Like, just everything's just off. So the Sentinels won't work, basically. So they're just kind of like, yeah, maybe like the main power's down. And I don't know what it was about them wearing their old suits. Even though I liked it, because that was like quite nostalgic, you know. You notice that they wore their old suits in this one, but I don't know if they're like their old suits. I mean, their new suits were like electrically powered or something. Because I don't understand the reason why they had to do that. In that sense, but then again, and then Bastion activates the older, previous Sentinels because they've probably still got some manual power going on. And then yeah, it's just like some fight, basically, it's some battle. Sinister shows up. Jean Grey just basically just kind of beats him up, really, to a degree. And they're just all fighting each other. But you know what I found quite interesting, Morph.
I knew you were gonna say that.
What? Yeah, he turned into Hulk. And the thing is, because they're so used to Hulk anyway. I'm like, oh, Hulk's there. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's Morph. But I didn't realize that Morph has the same powers as them. Do you know what I mean?
He can change his appearance, and that's about it.
Yeah, I just thought it was literally appearance, but nothing else. So, like, man's going like rogue now, basically. Did you know that?
I must have had a long blink. I don't remember that.
He turned into Hulk. He turned into Hulk and started doing Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they went more smash. Yeah.
Like it reminded me of like X-Men versus Street Fighter or one of those, you know, like the X-Men Capcom versus Marvel.
Yeah, X-Men like, versus Marvel.
Anybody, it'd be anybody. Yeah, them kind of is like anybody. Yeah. I was like, okay, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
And I guess that's another ode to them being able to join the MCU
The MCU. It's definitely happening, man. It's definitely happening, isn't it? Come on. All them together. Did you watch it? Do you watch it, Kel?
I watched it.
Okay.
I'm just not a big fan. But yeah, I watched it.
But obviously, they had that classic comic book panel at the end where Magneto rips out Wolverine's adamantium. Like, I think when they took off Magneto's helmet and then he put it on Charles, so I think that stopped Charles from
contacting
anybody. Being telepathic to anybody, isn't it? Then that was it. It's like the minute that he got Wolverine in that position, I thought, yeah, it's coming. And you just see I couldn't believe they went there. It's like they're literally just doing this series before the world ends or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, let's get every single classic X-Men panel out there as we can in this one series.
Well, that was sick from Magneto. I'm not gonna lie to you. And honestly, Magneto was a bad man character, you know, original G character, bro.
And he was wearing his old suit as well. He's wearing his old suit as well. Like, better than that M crap. So
you know, obviously Storm and them are coming back as well. I don't know. For me, it's just like, what are we going to do next week, innit? It's one more episode. Where do we go?
That's what I was literally thinking. What are they going to do? Because it's like they're just chucking all the ingredients into one pot. And how's it going to taste at the end?
Poor. Yeah, I mean, are we getting rid of Sentinels as well now? Like, they're not going to be back next series. Like, let's move on.
Sure, you know, they've probably been in it all the way through.
Like, they've been in it for the whole thing.
I'm surprised I haven't really seen all the other enemies, like Sabretooth and that. Sabretooth, Mystique, like would have like kind of original Grogu.
Sabretooth was there though.
Yeah.
No, or was that Morph?
Probably yeah. It was Morph. Yeah, that's when he was play fighting with Wolverine, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they'll probably get all those villains probably in series two or next week or this week.
Could you imagine Apocalypse everyone comes out of the woodworks?
Yes.
And what's the name going to turn into the Phoenix?
She done that already.
And she done that already, yeah.
They mentioned it in it, like when she was Dark Phoenix and all that stuff. So
no, but I mean, I'm saying is she not going to do that for the finale, like to help them win?
Maybe.
Because obviously, you know, like who was the Phoenix? Because obviously, you know, that sense of he keeps on banging at my girl, like he's battering up her, saying like I know when I changed you and all the rest of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So who became the Phoenix?
I believe it was Jean.
Jean Grey.
That was Jean. Was it the new?
No, I think it was Jean. It was Jean.
Jean Grey was the Phoenix. Jean Grey was the Phoenix.
I know she's supposed to be the real Phoenix, but I'm saying that we didn't know they swapped.
No, I know, but yeah. I think it might have been after.
That's what I'm saying.
Because in the comics, not in the comics. In the original cartoon, Rich, did she come back? She went back to normal, didn't it?
She came back to normal. Yeah.
I think the switch happened afterwards.
But in the film, like that was the final thing that happened in the film, innit?
Yeah, well, the film's not the same, innit? We don't worry about the film.
No, I'm saying because I know that was the last thing that happened in the film before they started. We started doing prequels, innit?
And was it? Yeah, it was
X-Men Last Man. It happened.
Professor X died. Scott died. Jean died. Franchise died.
Also, Nightcrawler wasn't the son of
Mystique.
Mystique in the movies, right? Because she was mad young as well. Yeah. I only found that out watching it in the cartoons recently. I didn't know or I didn't remember one or the other. But I've just.
Yeah, so we've got one more episode of X-Men 97, which will be coming out this week, Wednesday. So, that should be tolerable.
Can I just say before we move to next, did you hear that there might be speculation that The Rock might be casted as Apocalypse for MCU's?
No.
That's way out there. Can you smell?
No. They cannot even think about doing that atrocity. But
What would be wrong with Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
No. He's not made for these kind of characters, bro.
No, he's not. You just see The Rock. For me,
we saw what's that show that he was at super villain? Well, not
oh, what the Adam. Yeah, Black Adam.
Black Adam. Look, it's okay, just leave it there. Just leave
they
it
need,
there.
They need, yeah, they need like a kind of Josh Brolin, what they've done with Thanos, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
It needs to be, it doesn't have to be like the actual actor doesn't have to be physically built or nothing. He just has to have like the gravitas presence of him, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Like the voice.
Yeah.
Like, but I was like, everything else is going to be CGI, isn't it? In that sense.
But I would say if the next X-Men, when they do bring it out, I'm happy for them to put Michael Fassbender as Magneto again, you know. Because he done well in that role, you know.
Yeah, peace was never an option. And did you also hear about what was his name? I'm trying to think the actor that's playing Galactus. Fantastic Four.
But yeah, the one, the guy, the beard.
What's his name? I have to put respect on his name, man.
He came in Spider-Man. That was quite
shocking. Was it Spider-Man?
Wasn't Spider-Man? What was he in?
Was it Ralph?
Ralph Ineson. Yeah, he's one of these actors you've seen in basically. I swear he was in Game of Thrones. Was he? But he's been in a lot of things. But it's like you look at him and you know what his voice sounds like, and you think, yeah, like I said about getting someone to play like the Josh Brolin and like Apocalypse. Like I reckon, yeah, just CGI and whatever, and his voice. That's enough, isn't it? But it looks like a good fit.
Don't forget, we've never ever had Galactus as an actual.
Just the clouds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm intrigued. I don't know what they're going to do with it, where they're going to go with it. But if they're bigging him into physical format, so let's just see what happens. I don't know, because I know the Galactus story, but I don't know. No, I don't know enough of Galactus' story. I just know of.
The Devourer of Worlds.
Yeah, but do you get what I mean? That's all I really know, to be honest. But not as a character where I've seen him in animation and doing whatever. But it's intriguing.
Yeah.
If you're intrigued, I'm intrigued, brother.
That's what I love to hear.
All right. All right, so I know last week we briefly touched on there was a new series of The Responder on BBC, and I joked with Merv that this was depressing and everything seemed to happen to him. And Merv, as a result of that, I failed to watch the whole series because I can't have that much misery in my life, Merv. Like, I've watched No, man, I watched the first three episodes, man. And then I said, I've been at six. I've got to pace myself, man. It's too much. It's too depressing.
I was laughing because you said that. Like, when I was watching, I was just laughing about what you said. Like, it's got so much drama. And you crystallize. He has got, it's just drama after drama after drama.
After drama. He's going to lie about a job. He wants to see, I can't. I literally watched three episodes. And I went to press the fourth. I said, "Bruv, do you want to be honest with you? I actually went back and watched. I went and watched a repeat of the 1% Club. You know the game show on BBC? I watched that instead. I want to apply next year. Like next time it comes out, I'm going to apply. And I want to go there with a Fully Geek t-shirt on. But I think I can do it. But I went and watched that instead.
Do you know what, though? You say that, yeah. It was a very grim show. Like, it just felt grim. Just felt so raw and real, like The Responder, innit? But it kind of did end. I don't think they're going to do another series the way it ended. It kind of did end on a kind of happy-ish note, I would say. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was good.
Was there anything standout moments of the series that you want to mention? Richard never watched it. What would you do to tell Richard that he needs to go and watch it?
What?
The Responder.
The Responder with Martin.
I'm in a third episode. And I'll find it. Was that?
I just loved the... I don't understand how we nailed the accent as well, you know. Do you know what I mean? Like the things that you've seen Martin Freeman in, like I don't think I've ever seen him as like either a villain or even an anti-villain in anything. It's just always a good kind of bumbling good guy, isn't it? Like comes a guy, but it's just like this is just it's just raw. Do you know what I mean? But
this makes me feel like I don't want to live in Liverpool.
It's scummy.
Yeah, you know, like, if you didn't have a job, like, life would be really hard. Obviously, life would be hard anyway, you don't have a job, yeah? But it just seems like it would be that much harder.
To be fair, you know, he just puts himself in some serious situations that he doesn't need to do it. I just don't understand why he does it.
But you know what, as well, I think it's not only just his fault as well, it's like it's his the people around him as well. Like, you've got those kind of corrupt police around him as well that just make him do things, and it's like he's just expendable to them, innit? It's like, yeah, nobody likes him. He's just got to do all the dirty work, the dirty jobs that nobody wants. It's like, okay, I'll do it, but all I want is my day job. Do you know what I mean? And then people are like, oh, you'll get your day job. And as soon as something goes wrong, like, we're not going to give it to you, mate. Like, I just feel bad for him, innit?
Do you know what he should have just done, right? I haven't finished it yet, but all he should have just done is let his kids go to London with their mum.
Let them go.
Just go. Because you're causing too much problems.
Because all you want to do is, you want to keep the kids up here so you can spend time with them. Yeah? Brother, let them live, bro. The one child. Let them live, bro. I know, but we say them plural now, but let him live. Get me? Let the child live. Yeah,
no,
that's what it was. It was funny.
I did enjoy it though. Yeah. I'm curious to see what you think about it when you finish, Rich.
I'll try and finish this week.
Yeah, I was going to talk about it. I haven't finished it, but don't worry about it. Yeah.
All right, we'll finish that. There are a few more shows that have come out, but I just want to tell you about a film that I went to watch, which was Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It's good. I enjoy Planet of the Apes. This one obviously is going to be the beginning of a new trilogy, so it's going to be three films, and this is set after the time of Caesar.
So yeah, Caesar, 300 years or something, 300 years, yeah, or 200 years,
yeah, into so the Caesar, future,
yeah.
What, so is his son dead now, then, take it?
So say again?
His son is dead.
I'd imagine so.
No, it's only because...
Quick maths.
I'm only just thinking because War of the Worlds. Is it War of the Worlds was the last one?
War of the Planet of the Apes was the last one, I think.
No, because yeah. I watched that one the other day, just in anticipation to watch... the new one, so I didn't realize it's that far forward. So I didn't have to watch it then. Basically, the previous one.
No, they mention Caesar. So like Caesar is like folklore history. So like you see some stuff and they're like for Caesar and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But it's different. I won't ruin it for you. But I would say go and watch it. It's an enjoyable watch. It's a bit. Runtime of maybe a bit over 2 hours. They could have potentially shrunk the time a little bit, but it's the setup of the three movies.
Trilogy.
Mm. Trilogy. That's good. Yes, that was enjoyable. Yeah. Enjoyable day in the sunshine in the cinema with the aircon on. But are there anything else that people have been watching that they need the general public to know about?
Dark Matter on Apple TV.
Yeah, I'll be watching that.
Yeah,
it's only two episodes in, right?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Too. I enjoy it.
I think there's something about it that doesn't appeal to me. I don't know what it is. It feels a bit forced in certain ways. I don't know.
It might be a slow burn. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm curious to see. Like, I think what was interesting about it, how, because like I guess we can refer to them as Jason 1 and Jason 2, like how the successful Jason, has kind of intercepted or they've swapped places or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but
something
along the line. But at the end of this episode, you see why though, because obviously he's in trouble. He's in some big time trouble.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Right. He
obviously changed worlds or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like you kind of know there's a switch, but you just kind of like want to know. I want to know how this happened. What do you think, Mark?
I feel like it's... Didn't he kind of explain, like, how it happened?
No, like, how it happened, other, so Jason why doing it? Why he's doing it?
Because he wanted... Well, from what I'm seeing, he wanted that life that he left alone with the woman in the other world. Like, he realized that, you know what, I messed up. I want her. So he's gone back to her. He knows about the son. He knew about the password being the son's birthday. He just wanted that woman that he... You know, like, there's two forks in the road. He chose that way and then realized he wanted this one.
He found that out before. See, when he entered that world, he found out the password. He found out all that stuff. Whilst he... Because remember, there was a time when they were both in the same... universe or world. And during that time he was finding out all the information he can about him,
but because I could be wrong, there's probably going to be a bit more to it than just him wanting a woman, but initially it seems that he took the ring. Obviously he's replacing Jason one, but he looks like he's just wants to be back with that woman. Like, if you watch the episode two when they explain why Jason two left her, they wanted a son, he wasn't ready. So she had an abortion or something, and then he went on to build this box that he built so he could go to the other world. Where the other Jason decided he didn't want that world; he wanted her in his life.
How do you know about that? This box can do that. How do you know?
Because he created it. He explains it like the Jason one's like this. Yeah, you might have to watch it again. He actually explains, like, he actually did what I've been working on. That's what he says.
Yeah, no, I saw that part. But what I'm trying to say is... anyway, we'll wait and see the next episode.
Yeah, we're ready into episode two. The way that chick shot that... I forgot her name. Alicia, not Alicia. Anyway, wife.
Jennifer Connelly's character.
Yeah.
Daniela.
There's absolutely no need for it. Put down the phone. She's a bit shook. And it's just shot her in the head, bro. Like, what we did? I think it's going to be...
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, but, you know.
Oh.
It's not really. There's like a billion universes, apparently. It's just one of them, but yeah.
So, what you're saying to me, like, would I enjoy the show?
You're a man of science, isn't it? You probably might do.
I ain't going to lie. I don't know.
He's a physicist.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some
movies and shows that you watch and you like, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm like, you're going to have to just... Madam Web comes to mind. I'm like, Kel, you liked it. Anyway. Watch it, bro. It's not bad. It's not a bad show. And I like the fact that it kind of starts kind of... I know it might be a slow burner and this might not make sense, but it starts off quick. Like, you get into what's going on pretty much straight away.
It starts off quick.
Yeah.
But I've seen it.
It's gonna be like Silo, where everyone's watching Silo, and then now you want more Silo, isn't it?
It's something like, that it reminds me a lot of what we watched, the double Apple show that we watched, the space, the mom.
Oh, Constellation.
Yeah. They're all very similar.
They've got similar shows, man.
But that's why I think it might be good, because Constellation started off to me kind of slow as well. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy this, and then it just got better and better. So,
have you been watching Severance?
Is that what you recommended last week? You said me and Kel would like something.
Sugar. But no, Severance was kind of about maybe a year or two ago. But that's good as well.
It rings a bell. Hold on, let me Google that. That rings a bell. I think I watched it.
It's got Adam Scott in it. Adam Scott, Christopher Walken, some other people. But Kel watched Sugar Man, and I liked your reaction. I was scared. Is this guy? Is he gonna like it?
No, I was wondering why you're saying I would like it, because I mean, it reminded me of, you know, it reminded me of a bit of Nate, like Ray Donovan. It also kind of reminded me of Mayor of Kingstown. Like, it's got that thing where that, you know, that solo guy in a suit, handling business, but he's a don't mess about me kind of guy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was just going along with it, but then obviously, no spoilers, but the sixth episode at the end just throws you like, what? But like I said, Merv, I was seeing certain clues as I was watching it, that I thought, nah, but it's not that kind of show, though. It's not.
Yeah.
I just suppose that this is, you know what I mean? But yeah.
So I hadn't I haven't watched any of this episode. I haven't watched any of these episodes. Yeah. But when you said that, it made me want to Google what happened.
Why do that?
Because I don't think I probably won't watch it. So then I saw that and I said, okay, cool. I understand why Kel said that. And then I thought to myself, yeah, this really ain't something for me. You know, like, if, because for me, that bit there makes it become a little bit unbelievable, if that makes sense.
Nah, so, not really.
Wait, are you not talking about Sugar?
Like, yeah.
He's playing around. He's playing around.
What are we doing, Rich? What are we doing?
You know, it's Rich, isn't it?
Rich has fully got ADHD, you know.
No, I'm sorry. Well,
so, wait, Kel. Now that you watched it, how many episodes are you in?
I'm the second to last one. So
am I? Is it for me?
Seven episodes.
It's for you. Yeah, you like it. It's action. It's about a private investigator that he looks for missing people, and his latest job is to look for a famous film producer. Is it a producer or
film producer, maker, granddaughter.
So his granddaughter's gone missing, so his job is to try and find her. But as he's trying to find her, there's so many things going on and so many things come out of the woodworks and stuff like that, and it gets a bit dark. Looking for her gets a bit dark, that trail gets dark,
okay,
for him, do you know what I mean? But then something else but some revelations come up and you're like, what? But yeah. So, yeah, you like it.
The episode still don't make sense, bruv. Episode 6.
It does, bruv. It does.
I understand when you're saying it makes sense, yeah? But it doesn't make sense in the thing that I thought it was just real to life.
Yeah. Obviously, that's what I mean. That's why I was so shocked. Yeah,
that's what I mean when I said it don't make sense, because I'm like, it's real. That's not real to life. Or maybe it is. Maybe it is. I just don't know about that yet. There was a show that came out on Netflix. Considering it was animated, I knew why I watched it. I'm lying. I'm going to lie to you and say to you, I don't know why I watched it. But there's a new series called Good Times on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole series. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I've never seen it before.
It's animated. There's got lots of... some of the cast members are Jay Farrell, Marcy Martin, the one from Blackish. She's in it. There's got quite a few like people that lend their voices to it. It's basically a black cartoon, and obviously that's why I watched it. But I just watched all the episodes. I think it's like 10 episodes. It's on Netflix. You might like it, you might not, but I thought it was quite good.
Well, animation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why are you telling us, man?
So why am I telling you?
Send us the link, man. You didn't tell us in a group to watch it. We'll watch it.
Nice in Netflix. I because you don't like proper animation. Like, this is more cartoon kind of thing. I don't know what you don't like animations. It gets a bit techie.
I was going to say Brother Zeus. I'm like, wow, name watch Brother Zeus.
Yeah, you get me?
Someone's going to have a go at me. This isn't real. Why are you watching this?
The thing that's shocking me is that you always say you don't like watching anime and stuff. So I'm a bit shocked.
Mate, it wasn't anime. It's not anime.
You never watch the black anime stuff, innit? That's what it was doing.
True, yeah.
That's what we're getting to watch it, right?
Literally what it was. I'm not gonna lie to you, JB Smooth. Like, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good. It's good. Like, it's stupid. Like, it's a little bit like, what's the other one? Family Guy?
Boondock.
Family Guy?
Boondock. Oh, Family Guy, yeah.
Family Guy kind of thing. Like, I feel like what's his name's got something to do with it.
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, I think like one of them kind of people have got something to do with it. Yeah, it's all right though. I enjoyed it. But it's on Netflix, yeah, check it out. Was there anything else happening, boy?
I got a recommendation. Big up Jay. She told me to watch Mammals on BBC. I had no idea it was out, man. So I'm gonna watch Mammals. Yeah.
David Attenborough.
Yeah, David Attenborough. So.
And what is night? Is he? What's he? 98 now.
I think I saw 98, man. Mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still doing his thing.
So what mammals did you see so far, Kel?
Sorry?
What mammals did you see so far?
Well, I tried to watch it and I fell asleep. Not that it was boring, but I watched it at the wrong time. It was late and I just fell asleep. So I watched the first 5 minutes and I fell asleep.
We're getting old, man. I think watching things late at night, yeah. I thought Sunday night, film time, I was in bed at 11 o'clock, bro.
Yeah. But the interesting part that I saw, though, was one part. I didn't know... Like the monkeys make beds in the trees. Like, obviously, it makes sense because you know they live in trees, but like during the day, they live on the ground, didn't they? Like, they walk on the ground, find food, and blah, blah. But they probably make beds like the leaves and the branches. They fold the branches and the leaves on top of each other, and they probably make it cozy. And then they're chilling, they sleep on the branches, bro. It's probably cool.
Well, if they have them like dreams that you're shaking your dreams.
I know. I was thinking about that.
You want to make sure they grab their toe on a tree or branch or something, mate.
Trust me. But it's peak for them because obviously leopards, they're nocturnal, innit? Whereas monkeys and chimps, they're what's day creature? They sleep at night.
Day walkers, innit?
Day walkers, basically. So obviously for them it's ticky because leopards can climb trees, innit? So leopards are climbing trees, terrorizing their lives. You get whilst they're sleeping, pissed. But yeah, it's good, man. I'll get back on it, and yeah, I'll get back on it, man.
All right, cool. Well, guys, that seems to be episode 237. Remember to tell a friend to tell a friend, and if there's nothing else, I bid you adieu.
Peace.